And well, there's some bass and some little old perch, some perch big, some pretty good sized perch. There's more than that, but I can't think of them.
Yeah, if you go to the store, what kinds of seafood can you get?
Maybe fish.
Yeah, I'll have to bring them from the Gulf, I guess. But
well, I don't know. I don't never go buy any.
What do you call those things that make a lot of noise around the pond at night? excuse me.
Frogs.
Okay. Excuse me, what do you call the big ones?
Bullfrog.
Okay. What are some other kinds of frogs?
Well, they're toad frogs.
What's that exactly?
Well, it's usually just around the house here. It just hops out here in the yard and I see it.
Okay. Do they get water or not?
I don't think so. I wouldn't be positive about that. I never saw one in water. I don't know.
Okay. Anything else? Ever seen those little kind of frogs? They get up in trees sometimes.
No, I don't believe it did.
Okay.
There's turtles around here. Snapping turtles. And
yeah, other. What do you call a thing that's like a turtle except it doesn't go in the water?
Hmm.
I think it doesn't go in the water.
Now you shot one over me then. I don't
know.
Right,
okay.
What do you call that?
What do you call those things that you put on your hook when you go fishing?
Oh. I call it fish hook, but they got different for those things they put on with to throw out.
Well, what if you don't use one of those? What if you just, you're gonna go out in the stock tank or something and you're not gonna be fancy about it? What do you
think? You just use this a fishing hook and a pole.
Okay.
And cork on it. When I was just about your age, just growing up, well, it was before I was married, lived out at Valley View, we had a lived at a big creek, Elm, and my daddy made a little boat, and we'd just go right to Elm and take just a line and put a hook on it and put a cork on it, then just get in that boat and go down along there, and them tree limbs is hanging over in the water. Just tie one of them on there and let it stick, just tie it one depth on it in the water. Or we went back then, next morning or whenever we went, just get in there, that boat, look down there, and got a fish on there. That line be giving it, dipping that tree.
Trying to get off. Trying to get off there.
Yeah, well, see, he's just swinging in there, and he doesn't want to get loose.
Yeah. Great. That's an easy way to do it. Did you ever put anything on the hook?
Yeah.
What'd you put on the hook?
Oh, worms, and grasshoppers, and chicken antros. First one thing I like.
What kind of worms did you use?
Oh, just grub worms and find one of these long, what they call them.
Yeah.
Long worm, grub worm, a little old pulled around here.
Yeah. I got plenty of grub worms in my backyard.
Yeah. We sure had them in our garden out there.
Is
when
that right?
Plant.
They say that it's June bugs that make those little grub worms. I didn't know that. Somebody told me it was.
No, I didn't either.
And somebody said that, like, if you leave your light on, like, we've got a light that shines out across the backyard, and if we leave that on, we get a whole bunch of June bugs all coming to that light, and they've been real bad this year.
Are you sure it's green bug or just a... A red top bug.
Well, it's just
green.
A red top bug. It's the June bug. It's a red, kind of a reddish brownish thing.
Well, I had a guy to argue me with this. It was June bug is over in mine, but it's not. June bug is green, kind of flat top. These kind of round.